And welcome back to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Marcus, and I'm speaking with Michael Hudson, who's the author of The Monster, How a Gang of Predatory Leaders and Wall Street Bankers Fleeced America and Spawned a Global Crisis. He's a staff writer at the Center for Public Integrity and previously worked as a reporter for The Wall Street Journal and as an investigator for the Center for Responsible Lending. He edited the award-winning book Merchants of Misery and appeared in the documentary film Maxed Out. Thank you for joining us today on Background Briefing, Michael Hudson.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
And Michael, you've been doing some work on the portent of a new rash of foreclosures. I take it that there's an expectation that this year will be as bad as the peak year, which was, what, 2006?
At this point, it looks, I mean, in December, you know, just last month, one out of every 500 homes in America received a foreclosure notice. So there's no evidence that the foreclosure problem is ebbing right now. We've still got a lot of problems. We still have a lot of people who are struggling. And, you know, one of the big problems is that the Obama administration's loan modification program has fallen far short of its goals. The promise was they were going to do 3 to 4 million loan modifications, help lower people's rates, not give people free houses, but just lower their monthly payments so that people who could stay in their houses could keep paying. You know, keep money flowing into the banks and the loan servicers, but just about all the evidence is that the loan modification has failed.
And what's the statistic on how many people are behind on their mortgage payments?
You know, it's a little bit hard to put an exact number on it, but it is certainly millions of homeowners at this point. And you know, part of the problem is some people are in temporary modifications, and you don't know if they're going to come out the other side and be able to keep paying, the temporary modification is just going to be a break, and when they come back out, they're going to end up defaulting.
Again, I'm speaking with Michael Hudson, author of The Monster, How a Gang of Predatory Lenders and Wall Street Bankers Fleeced America and Spawned a Global Crisis. Well, the other crisis, and we can certainly discuss both of them in depth here because they may be the other shoes that could drop, is that the extent to which the municipal bond market is shaky. And as you know, Michael, that is the market where a lot of people put their money because it's supposed to be the safest of all investments. And now we're hearing, for example, the CEO of J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon, saying he expects to see more U.S. municipalities declare bankruptcy. And then the number one kind of guru on the market, Meredith Whitney, she's saying that this could lead to the next financial crisis as these local governments default. And she, of course, got it right about the subprime bubble, one of the few. So she's got a certain amount of credibility. And, of course, Warren Buffett is also warning the same thing. So I'd like to understand why. Is it quite simply that this is about the collapse of revenues at the state and local level because of what happened on Wall Street, frankly, not as a lot of the Republicans are saying, that some of these state and local governments have been too profligate in their spending?
Many municipalities, especially local governments, school districts, cities, depend on their revenues on property taxes. So when you have a sudden plunge in home values around the country, when you have people being foreclosed on, walking away from their houses, they're going to see their revenue crimped. So it is a big problem, but you know, I will say that no one, not even Meredith Whitney, who is, you know, very much concerned about this problem, is predicting that a single state will default or go into bankruptcy. There's really no credible expectation that that's going to happen. Now, there may be some cities, smaller municipalities that will get in trouble that may end up defaulting, but you know, Meredith Whitney predicted hundreds of billions in defaults in 2010. The record year for municipal defaults was about $8 billion in 2008, and it's really not credible to predict that kind of number, hundreds of billions. Joe Misak at Bloomberg News, who follows the market very closely, you know, his prediction is maybe $5 to $10 billion in defaults, municipal bond defaults, this year. Now that's a lot, but it's not an apocalyptic number.
But in the meantime, just in terms of the quality of life, in Detroit, they're cutting a lot of municipal services like trash collection and police protection. Some cities in Alabama are cutting back on the pensions. They're simply not paying the pensions they owe. Newark, New Jersey has cut 13% of its police force. Camden, New Jersey, which is a dangerous city, has begun cutting about half of its police department. So,
it's true. Services are being slashed all over. I think I read that in the county where we had this horrific attack in Arizona last weekend, that mental health services had been slashed in recent times. So that kind of tells you that all over, and the people who need help, whether it's folks with mental illnesses, folks who are struggling to pay their bills, or they really can't turn to government.
Well, my understanding is, Michael Hudson, again, the author of The Monster, How a Gang of Predatory Lenders and Wall Street Bankers Fleeced America and Spawned a Global Crisis. My understanding is that one of the programs that was set up to shore up the municipal bond market and the states as well was, I think it's called Build America Bonds, BABS, and that the Republicans in the new House didn't refund it in this deal that Obama made to get tax cuts for the rich in order to get unemployment benefits for the poor, and that there's a kind of ideological fervor in the House based upon this idea that Democratic states like Illinois and California have been profligate and we're going to punish them. And the subtext is supposedly that the Republicans also would like to break the public employees unions, which support the Democratic Party. And also there's an element of class warfare being injected into this, where the Republicans are saying to the unemployed people in the private sector who've lost their jobs, health care, and pension, look at all those people on the public dole who've got full health care benefits and all these state workers who nap in their trucks, etc. So do you detect any of that?
Yeah, I think it's a real danger. If you start seeing aid, federal aid, state governments and cities slashed, it's going to have a real cascading effect. And you might see some of these kind of defaults and really serious problems for cities around the country. It is a bit of ideological warfare, and the idea that you can tax cut your way out of a recession, it's just really not supported by history, not supported by what most economists say in terms of how the economy works and the effects of tax cuts versus the effects of government spending and stimulus.
But Michael Hudson, if these housing defaults that are in the pipeline start cascading, that means that state and local revenues will be even further decreased. And that's the heart of the problem, isn't it? Because states can't run a deficit, so they've got to pay as they go, and the money's just not coming in. And, of course, the ideologues on the Republican side are not pointing out that the reason that the revenues collapsed is because of what happened on Wall Street and the devastating effect it had on our economy.
Right. The revenue problems are certainly what happened on Wall Street, what happened with the mortgage market has been a big driver in this. But I think it's also fair to say that tax cutting at the federal and state and local levels have also affected this and have also created the budget crunch. But I do want to say one other thing. Again, it's bad. State and local governments are suffering. But I think sort of dire predictions of you know, the apocalypse are not in order. Fitch Ratings, looked at the debt levels of most looked at the debt levels of state and local governments and said they're actually still relatively low. Often the debt service is 10% of the budget or in many cases much less. So that it's a significant number, but it's not enough to completely bust a hole in the budget. And the idea of most cities and states, they're just not going to default. They're going to find a way to make the payments on their municipal bonds, and this may mean cutting services, which is going to hurt a lot of people.
But already the interest rates are going up, which drives up the cost of borrowing.
That's absolutely right. And state budget deficits are expected to rise from about $120 billion this year to about $140 billion over the next year. So it's a serious problem.
And the states that have the highest foreclosures, apparently, are California, Utah, Georgia, Michigan, Idaho, Illinois, and Colorado, along with Nevada, which posted the highest rate in 2010. So I don't know exactly amongst those states.
And California is, you know, I remember I said that national figure in December,
right.
One out of every 500 homes received a foreclosure notice. And California was one out of every 200 or so. So they're really suffering the brunt of it. And California budget crisis is serious. But I will say that it was pointed out that California has never defaulted on its debt, and that includes even back at the height of the Great Depression. So I think there's a commitment to making the payments. It's just going to be really hard to...
Well, of course, the number one state with the highest foreclosure is Nevada. Number two is Arizona. Number three is Florida.
Right.
And then California is four.
Right, right.
So interesting that particularly in the case of Arizona, since it's been so much in the news, as you mentioned, they're cutting government service for mental health, and they also have the most lax gun laws in the country. But, of course, as we know, Michael, none of that had anything to do with what happened with the shooting of the congressman.
Right.
So, again, I'm speaking with Michael Hudson, author of The Monster, How a Gang of Predatory Lenders and Wall Street Bankers Fleeced America and Spawned a Global Crisis. Just in closing, what would your advice be to people? As I mentioned, you know, a lot of people look for municipal bonds as their safest investment. And should they be worried?
I think they should be worried, but I don't think they should panic. I think they should talk to their financial advisors. They should look at their portfolios. If they're in the safest municipal bonds, single A all the way up to triple A, then they should think really long and hard before they make any move and start selling off. It's important in this economy, as at any time, to really be careful and prudent about what you're doing with your investing. But don't panic. Don't go crazy. You know, it's the fear that gets going. You know, it's all about greed and fear. And when we let fear take over, we tend to make mistakes.
Well, I thank you for joining us here today in Los Angeles, Michael Hudson.
Thanks so much for having me.
Again, Michael Hudson's the author of The Monster, How a Gang of Predatory Lenders and Wall Street Bankers Fleeced America and Spawned a Global Crisis. He's a staff writer for the Center for Public Integrity and previously worked as a reporter for The Wall Street Journal and as an investigator for the Center for Responsible Lending.